Hello and welcome to day eight. Day eight. I got it right. You got to celebrate every single possible win along the way. I got it right, day eight. Oh, let me begin by reminding you that the time and space we are in as humanity right now is unprecedented. How we create what we choose, what we want is very different than it was even a year ago. There is no formula, there is no guarantee, there is no safety and security. It's just a perceived safety and security. Every single, did you hear that? There is only a perceived sense of safety and security. If somebody offers you something that sounds like safety or security, I want you to know there is something within it that's going to, and I don't want to say imprison you, but limit you. For example, a job. Nothing wrong with jobs, although if you've been around me long enough, you know that I am a strong believer that the way that you prepare for what's coming for humanity is you begin to think like a business owner. Even if you are in a job, you begin to think like a business owner. And if you are a business owner, you check yourself and see, am I still thinking like an employee? Am I still waiting for a guarantee? Am I still waiting for somebody to direct me? Or am I being a sovereign authority, taking a risk and daring to create something that wants to be created through me? So, quick reminder that everything you see on the outside is a reflection of your perception, is a reflection of how you move through whatever is showing up in your world. So, as we are diving deeper and deeper into different aspects of appreciation, now I can tell you that if you're listening to this, you already are a rarity. There are 30 people in this group, and I promise you that already two-thirds are onto something else, looking for a new pill, looking for a new quick solution, looking for something that's going to require less work, less effort, and more guarantee and more safety. They already yawning and forgot they were even in this experience. Why do I say that? Because that's human conditioning. That's what we are awakening from. We are awakening from the need for a quick solution. It's what sells. People buy something if it guarantees them that they can snap their fingers and everything will be exactly the way they want it, except they really don't know what they want. Isn't that ironic? Silly humans that we are. Those who choose to go the journey, those who choose to stick with something, those who, like you, who choose to see something through and really truly immerse in experience, there is zero possibility that this does not affect you. Zero possibility that it will change nothing. Now, how much, of course, it's up to you, being able to see the difference. But just you sticking around and being still in this on day eight is a huge testament to who you are. As a committed, willing, seeing the bigger picture. Huge. That already makes you rare. Rare meaning not too many people like you around. That already means that your value has appreciated. Most people don't succeed because they do not stick with something long enough for it to work for them. If they don't see to change immediately, they move on to the next thing, the bigger promise, the better headline. You are not that person. And I acknowledge you for that because it's a big deal. So see yourself that way. So remember, the more you appreciate who you are, the more world will reflect to you. The increase, appreciation is increase. When you appreciate yourself on the inside, for the aspects of you, the invisible, yet so very, even though intangible they actually are, the gifts inside of you that really don't take that much to live through the lens of, but take something to appreciate yourself for. The more you do that, the more you engage, the more it becomes a habit, a practice that becomes a habit. The more when things go down in your life and you just, maybe doubt yourself or get discouraged, and you can remember to appreciate something about what's happening, appreciate who you're becoming through the situation, that will give you a proverbial leg up over most of the people in the world. And the world that we are creating, the new earth that's already here, but it's still drowned out by the sound of the old that most people are tuning into, the new earth is all about increasing our frequency. And increasing our frequency means we rise up above the shame, the blame, the victim, relying on the outside, relying on external, relying on somebody else, and tuning completely into our sovereignty, appreciating who we are as a soul living in a human body with gifts. And these gifts aren't, like I said, knowing how to play a piano with your toes. That's a gift, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about those innate gifts you were born with, those innate gifts we were all born with as humans, and then using them in some particular way. Using them in some particular way. Okay, so let's get into the gifts for today. A gift of focus. A gift of focus. I will speak more to that on our third call because it is so important. But just for today, I want you to put your hand on your belly and the other on your heart. And I want you to appreciate yourself for your gift of focus. Being able to point your attention and the energy into something and then hold it there long enough for it to become what you desire. Now, in a moment, it could be that you're focusing on doing your work for the next 15 minutes after you get off this call. Whatever it is you do. Instead of letting your mind go all over the place, which it will by default, you have a gift of being able to gather the energy and focus it on a specific point. My partner and I went camping a couple of weeks ago, and he is a trained trainer, a certified trainer in wilderness, in driving in wilderness and safely moving through off-roading areas where like most cars can't go. And he's trained in survival and in those kind of situations. And he was just honing his skill on being able to start a fire with anything. And one of the ways, which I'm sure you've heard about, is taking glass, magnifying glass, and focusing sun through it long enough for it to become fire. And there was wind, there were clouds, so he had to wait for just the right moment. And it took him quite a few hours to actually get the right time and long enough for the fire to start. Now, conditions weren't optimal, all of that, right? But he didn't give up. He said, this is what I'm honing my skill. And he's already done it many, many times. But just because he's done it many, many times doesn't mean he is an expert in it. So he keeps honing his skills. Focusing. So the reason why I bring it up is because it just reminded me when I was focusing on this gift for today, we have this ability of focusing the energy that's flowing through us and directing it to a point. And when we focus it, direct it to a point, that point then yields us something, yields us a response. We cause an effect of it is something. Either we create something with a beautiful depth, or and then we put it out into the world and it comes back to us, returning to us with depth and breadth, which means it's rich, it's wide and deep and tremendous. So this gift, this ability to focus the energy, we all have it. So now think of a moment when you are so focused on something, the time completely melted away. Maybe it happened yesterday or 20 years ago as a kid, or you were playing and you just completely didn't even know the time existed until your mom called for dinner and you're like, dinner already? And you were really excited because you just created something in the time when you were focused. Maybe it was finished, maybe not, but you were lost in it. That's another way to say it, lost in it. So think of a moment. I know when I have those, when I create time for those, such beautiful things come through for my business. serving my clients. It's at the moments when I allow myself to focus long enough on something that it shows me, it emerges. If I write copy, if I write an outline, if I'm focusing on an outline of something, it just like it emerges from the depth of it. The pieces just emerge. I'm like, wow, I would have never put it together myself that way. But because I focused my energy on it, it showed itself to me. So gift and ability to focus. Gift and ability to focus. Appreciate yourself for that right now. I appreciate myself for the gift of being able to focus this energy that flows through me. By default, it dissipates. It gets distracted. I get distracted. And I use my gift of focus to point it to something specific that I want to work with and expand in the moment. And now, today, if you choose this gift today, in whatever way it serves you, look and see where you can apply this, where you can see this gift of focus. Maybe it's washing dishes and realizing that you're focusing so intensely, all of a sudden an idea pops in. Because you were focusing so intensely on whatever you were present in the moment that your mind sourced an idea that was probably always there, you just didn't let yourself see it. So it's ability to focus. The other gift, if you choose to, so you can work with the focus, or the other gift that I want you to play with today is a gift. It's from the bag of intuition. It's from the bag of intuition. And it is star of intention. So it's similar, which is why I'm bringing them both at the same time. It's similar to being able to focus your attention on something. However, it's more of an intuitive gift. It is a gift of being able to focus your intention on something. So it is like focusing energy, but it's setting an intention and focusing it intently. So focus is doing something and then pointing at that thing as long as you are working on it, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 45 minutes, whatever time that you are giving it. The gift of intention is being able to intend something ahead of time and say, my intention for this action is that da 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 da. My intention for this call is that yada da 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 da. What is it that I'm looking to create? What is it that I will point my energy at as I am engaged in something, and not just point it at it because I am pointing at it, but pointing by intending it. So it could look like, another way to say it is, I impose my will on whatever it is that I'm doing to shape it into the intention that I am setting right now. Different than setting goals, because goals are in the future and they pull us forward. Intention is what you start with. So when you start a task, when you start a project, when you start the month or the year or the quarter, when you start a phone call, this is a good one. Let's say you were about to make a phone call and you were calling somebody and you set an intention of what it is that you wanted to create an experience in that call. And you said, you know what? I want to experience deeper connection than I ever had with this person. I care about this person and our conversations always feel so surface. I want to go deeper than we've ever had before. So I'm setting an intention and focusing and imposing my will on the space that we are about to occupy. Doesn't mean you are manipulating. It's very different. Don't even go there. I am setting an intention that this call will be filled with a safe space for us to go deeper than we ever have before. You set the intention. Maybe you take a moment, close your eyes, take a deep breath. Who will I get to be on this call to be the space for a deeper connection than ever happened between these two people? I get to be trust, love. I get to be vulnerable. And then you dial the number. That's all it takes, but you just set an intention. Let's say you're writing an email for your business, or you're posting something, or you're writing a sales page, or you're creating a graphic. What is my intention? What do I want to convey? What do I want people to walk away with? What is my intention? This is ability to focus, but different than focusing energy on something specific that the first gift. Similar, slightly different. If you ever worked with either one, you'll know the difference. If not, play with one and see what happens. Imposing my will by setting an intention for something to happen. Always to serve all involved for the highest good of all involved, which is why imposing will could not be manipulation in that moment, because you already say it's to serve the highest will of all involved. And now ask yourself, when did you ever set out, if you remember, if you're familiar with this and you just work with this gift, when was a time when I ever set intention? And then that's exactly what got created in that moment, in that interaction, in that project. Connect to what it was like and appreciate yourself. I, again, hand on a belly, hand on a heart, I appreciate myself for taking the time to set intention and holding that intention while being engaged in that activity, in that conversation, in that project. I appreciate my ability to set and hold intention. I appreciate this inner gift that I have of setting and holding an intention. And if you choose to work with this gift, whatever it is that you are engaging with over the next 24 hours, if this is the gift you want to play with, ask yourself, what is the intention I want to create here right now for this next interaction, for this next task? And then be intentional about your intention and see what happens. This is how people manifest. This is huge in manifesting. Focusing your attention and intentionally focusing on something by setting an intention. So they kind of play together, but they are different in the way that you use them. So choose one of them. These two, if you want to, if you've played with them before, layer them on and see what happens. And remember, I invited you on call number two. If you want to begin to be intentional with money, this is the time. So maybe you take action on something and you say, I set intention that money gets created through this activity. And I don't know how, but through this activity, I set intention that a certain amount of money, and you can even intend what it is, gets put into action and flow back to me in response to the amount of attention that I am willing to put in right now. And if you go all in will be returned to you. Isn't that magical? So day eight, yay, coming fast and hot to the end of our experience. And I cannot wait to see how continuing to play with your inner gifts that you already have inside of you, that you don't have to do anything for, keep expanding inside of you and showing you on the outside how abundant and prosperous you already are.